For the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the faux one, faux hour at faux on KBN.
There it is. That's the Kyle segment of the show where he just brings us into the third hour.
Short and sweet, baby. Just how I like it.
Hey, I'll just say this. That might be the last one ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I can tell you this. No, it won't be.
Oh, wow.
Pay that much.
I am on the edge of my seat.
This is about our show meeting tomorrow.
Unless
414 hour at 4 with Kyle's dad.
Unless our show's getting one less hour?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Are you saying you will not relinquish your grasp of the 414 call?
How you gonna stop me from saying 414?
Just like that. Strofe turns your mic off.
It's the 414 hour on KBN.
I think he turned all of our mics off
it's
so no one could hear.
Okay,
we get it. We get it. That's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust. That's
say
Brad
it, Tori. What is it?
The 414 hour
at
on KBN.
Oh, yeah, he messed it up. See, you didn't even brand it good enough that Tori didn't remember it.
Last one ever. I need the music in the background. I work better when I hear the music.
That's Tori Lowe on a Tori Lowe Tuesday. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Listen, on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, you can see us there. Tori, what's going on, man?
Hey, it was a lot going on my show today.
But really? What was happening?
It's time to bring you into what we've been doing.
I'm here for it.
It's going to be tough, but are you an honest person?
Let me lock in.
Are you an honest person?
Yeah. I try to be.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Like I said, unless somebody asks me a question and it may have some legal ramifications, then I don't know. I got a right to remain silent.
And
I plead the fifth.
There are no Miranda rights being read to you in this segment.
Good.
There are no legal obligations.
All right. We good.
You need to be honest and give us the negatives of our show.
Oh, wow.
Honest, Tori.
I'm not on it enough.
Self-serving at his
good,
my boy T. Love.
I got to throw that in there.
All right, T. Love.
I need more love.
I like that.
So, what
I
does
like
this
that.
Have to do about us? You need more love?
Too much Ben.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He likes to do a lot of that yap, 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 talk.
Too much Ben. Yeah. I interrupt too much, I hear.
Yeah.
Too much Kyle.
Oh, wow.
Too much Kyle.
Tori.
Wait, wow. I know where this is going.
Hey, Brad, it's always neutral.
Oh, is that a positive?
Let me guess what the last one is. Not enough strophe.
Not enough strophe.
Yeah. Thanks, Tori.
I'm just messing with y'all.
There's a rebrand starting tomorrow.
Is the KBN opening song up for debate? Everything's up for debate. This is a show meeting where you can have impact on changing the way that we provide you, Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Tori, since you said there's not enough me, I'll explain what's going on here. So tomorrow we have a show meeting, which we do twice a year, with our boss, Brian D. We are going to sit down and we are going to hash out a positive each of us brings to the table and a negative each of us brings to the table. We're going to talk about different parts of the show. Maybe we need to change some things. Maybe we need to kick Kyle off the show finally. Maybe
Sorry, did I say
that out loud? Kyle's the flavor. Oh,
that one slipped. My bad.
Kyle's the flavor?
Kyle brings the flavor.
Yep.
So what do the rest of us bring?
How is he the flavor?
The potato salad. Do I bring the potato salad?
With the raisins in it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to lie.
You look like that. You look like you bring the potato salad with the raisins.
Yeah, you know.
The healthy version.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody likes that.
And Ben Rush.
Oh, yeah. Ben Rush. Yeah.
Ben Rush.
He has the, the more, affirmative ideas.
Yeah, flames, right? He likes to stoke the flames.
He likes to stroke.
Yeah.
I'm not a fire
flames,
lighter.
Yeah.
The last 30 minutes, I literally just tried to light a fire.
Yeah.
I understand that.
You're going to bring him in tomorrow, too.
Yeah,
I'm
I
sure.
Guess so.
I think that this show has great personalities.
Thank you, Tori.
I mean, the different angles. Nobody... personality is the same.
Mm.
And you want that diversity. So I love it.
I love it. Everybody has their own niche on this show.
Powerful.
Everybody's bringing their own ideas, and it makes for great talk. And I love it.
That's good to know,
thanks,
Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
Makes me feel reaffirmed.
Cispac
and
Abs chimes in. This will be tomorrow's Strophe and Friends.
He'll take it.
That'd be a hell of a show, I'll tell you what.
Who would be your least frequent guest of us three?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's already me, so.
We don't
have
to
go into that yet.
I don't know.
Come on, dude. Have a take.
It'd be Kyle.
Yeah, you never asked me on Mr. Irrelevant.
You have a show during the same time.
I mean, before that, you never asked me.
That's not true. You were on episode 8.
Once.
Episode 8. What are you on now?
Tomorrow will be episode 253.
Oh, you're on a big drought.
Would you invite me in for
not
your bread
Not a lot of flavor on
weekly.
Mr. Irrelevant.
And not at all.
I would need to, like I tried to implement when I became the producer of the show, screening here, Brad's.
Yeah,
here Brad's
and I killed that. I said, no, only I will know.
And who was that advantage to?
I think I've done quite well.
Brad has cooked.
I take offense to this. Drop Kyle at a baseball expert. Take huge offense to that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Kyle Seaman. Actually,
Benny Seaman.
Of all the comments on how to make our show better, maybe we just don't talk about it enough. Do you want Brewers? Do you want Bucks? Do you want Packers? Do you want Badgers? Do you want nonsense? Do you want Tory? Do you want Taos? Do you want Jason?
Everything.
More? Less Strophe?
Sprinkle of everything.
I think a sprinkle of everything.
Well, sprinkle.
Yeah, sprinkle.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of sprinkling. I hear a lot of sprinkling. So, like I said, you want the sprinkle because you want to.
You want the sprinkle.
It makes the ice cream taste better.
The ice cream that the Packers are whipping up, the sprinkles on top are not good sprinkles.
Transition, Benny. Then he strikes again.
Nailed it. Jaden Reed and his agent wanted to hear from the Packers. Do you like me enough? He wants to be assured that he's going to be the number one target guy, the number one wide receiver. So you got Jaden Reed going to the team. You got Romeo Doubs who went AWOL. You got Dontavian Wicks who was tweeting emojis when Josh Jacobs, rightfully so, thought it would be a good idea to add a wide receiver one because, again, if he feels that way after watching the drops that the team had, he can feel that way. And then Christian Watson's dad hates the Packers and thinks they're stupid for drafting Matthew Golden. So, yeah, I mean, the Packers wide receiver room is a little bit...
Divish.
Yeah.
Divish without having the quality to be a diva.
And the irony of it is, a year ago, they were all playing that I'm not a diva card, right? Mm-hmm. We're all for one,
well,
one for
I'll
all.
Say this, you know, when you bring in somebody as a number one pick, it kind of shakes up the locker room because now here go this energy that's, you know, I think that... Now that they have this guy that's supposed to be coming in, the speedster.
The golden boy.
The golden boy. He's getting all this attention. He spoke out at the draft.
Everybody
love him. And sometimes you feel a little neglected. Hey, I was out here busting my derriere trying to get yards. You know, I can see why Reed can feel a certain way because
he hasn't.
Hold on, wait.
He's top five in drops since 2024.
I understand that, but
you produce.
I'm talking about ego.
Questions.
I'm talking about ego.
Okay, yes, real
I'm
ego.
I'm talking in ego.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, we praised a lot of these wide receivers. We loved them.
Yeah,
you know,
we did.
And I think that now their ego is kind of being tapped. Hey, wait a minute! You got a guy coming in here that's not only getting more praise, and Green Bay fans actually feel like we got a great deal out of the draft. So I think that now the egos are starting to come to the forefront.
But
you didn't even see that at first.
But it's inevitable, right? Because I know that we like to think that, you know, an NFL player is, you know, we'll put the team before self. But the reality is, like, these guys want to make money.
Right.
They have a short time in the NFL. So push comes to shove, they're going to put themselves first. It's just rampant over the course of the NFL.
So, you ever see this in a locker room?
All the time. I mean, contract holdouts, guys not happy with production, targeting, playing time, things like that.
Yes.
Not trusting the coaches to put them in the – everything with Joe Barry. Everyone's like,
yeah.
You know what? I am not being put in the right position to maximize myself, and I'm going to miss out on money because of that.
I need the shoe contract. I need the big
deals.
That's
right.
So, and like, I can't get the big deals if I'm not put in a position show the skills.
Well, I'll say this, is that the biggest disappointment for me is that you can look within this division and you see where there's two, I would say a 1A and a 1B potentially with a lot of these different football teams. 1A is clear cut. So I'll say 1 and 2. I mean, you got
Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch you got out there in Detroit. You got Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. That's a great 1-2 punch. I don't know why Jaden Reed doesn't look to his East and his West and say, oh, okay, well, now I got my Jordan Addison, or I got my Jameson Williams, or whatever it is going to be. But I really am disappointed by the fact that he was challenged by this instead of encouraged by this. You have support coming to help you. Nobody's mad at you, bro. It's every other receiver that's underperforming.
And I agree, but I'll tell you this. I've seen ego tear up a lot of things. And when you get superstars in a room or people who think that they're superstars, and like you said, drop balls, when crunch time came, who was actually the one that can actually overcome certain, you know, things that come with crunch time, being solid. You don't see that with these young wide receivers right now, because Romeo Doubs used to be that way.
He was.
And then he got a concussion. Then we found ourselves looking for the guy. Chris Watson went down. And so what we got? We got to draft another wide receiver.
Well, what I look forward to is I feel like when you look at the room and you see what has transpired, there's a little bit of a victim mentality going on, but that still doesn't mean that they're going to be a victim forever. They have the opportunity still. There's a whole offseason to prove that everything that's been said or tweeted doesn't matter, because it's just going to be about production now. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Contracts are coming up too.
Yeah.
So you then got two new wide receivers. My contract coming up. Am I expandable? When my contract comes up, am I going to be preparing this next season to go to another team?
Dobbs.
When your contract comes up, become a little bit more sensitive, right? Going into year three, or Dobbs and Watson going into their years.
Are you sensitive?
I was a little sensitive.
No, I'm serious.
I was. Because I was going into my final years in Carolina, and, you know, I wanted to maximize my stats. Sometimes the punt philosophy, game plan didn't call for that, and I would do it, but I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't.
Did you ever go against the plan?
Not purposefully. Not purposefully.
Ever? You no. never put yourself I above the team. Bad, and you guys. Think that? No, I'm being serious. You never put yourself above the team.
The problem is,
which is okay.
The problem is,
did that hurt you?
The problem is, it would have been obvious, right? Because like the punt calls for something, unless I just again mishit the ball. Then it's like, okay, that I wasn't trying to do that. But if they said, hey, we're going for like a 45-yard punt out of bounds, and I rifle it 60 down the middle, like that, they'd be like, what do you do? They can tell in my steps. They can tell with how I'm punting the ball. So it'd be too obvious. So no, I never did it purposefully, but sometimes.
Should did in Jacksonville.
You was one. You wanted to stick it to
him. Stick it to the center. That was the ultimate, I will do what you say and get screwed for it.
But, you're a good guy.
And
oh, that makes
him
feel better.
Because of it.
Yeah, thanks, pal. Salt on the wound.
6-year veteran locked in. He's going to have health insurance the rest of his life. You're going to get the retirement, too, from them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
How you like it, Tori?
Hey, I like it right now. I like what I'm seeing right now with the Packers and the moves.
He likes it
making.
Right now.
You know, I'm kind of interested now. I'm thinking I'm kind of seeing where Goody trying to go with all of this.
Hey, is Tori?
It's
song,
more competitive.
This song made me think about your wedding. Is Tori moving up that list for
the
wedding?
Yeah, on the list.
We don't. We need
Did
to
somebody
send out
drop
the formal
out? Am
invitations to get more RSVPs.
Are you RSVP?
Am I on the?
You couldn't have.
Yes, How? You can. You can RSVP How? Anytime.
Yeah, y'all don't. Going y'all to, didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
I did.
On the same
I was like
day.
The first really? One to RSVP, wasn't I?
You were
I
one of the first.
See?
He opened my eyes to the fact that we had everyone invited to the wedding, invited to the welcome party. Thank God he said no. We're like, we didn't want him at the welcome party anyway.
I was like, welcome party? I said, oof, I don't know if I want to go to that.
Are you doing buffet style at your wedding?
No.
No.
He's too bougie for that.
I saw a thing that people are doing. You get your food served in the order in which you RSVP'd.
Ooh, I'll be quick.
Isn't that smart?
That is smart.
Where do you
make
go
sure you
to
get
do
all
that?
The RSVPs
is there
in?
A website?
Nobody likes to be the last table eating.
That would be a nightmare.
You won't find your name
service.
In the search bar.
Oh, wow.
Tori, I let you know where it is at. I got
you.
Yeah,
I'm going to just come and just look from a distance.
Mark Shimura, former Packer, Super Bowl champ, had some words for these wide receivers. Hit on that in the NBA lottery. A whole lot more coming up next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Hello,
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head. I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin.
Oh, if you are looking for that true local community bank, then Bank 5-9 is where you should land. Bank 5-9 offers so many ways to make your life better. That is indeed their mission statement, making lives better. They make lives better in the community with thousands of hours, literally thousands of hours their employees spend volunteering around and nonstop charitable giving. When I follow them, I see them all over social media. Check here, check there, giving nonstop to the local communities. And of course, they're going to make your financial life better. Whatever it is that you need that touches your financial life, Bank 5-9 is there to offer you quality service, top-notch reliability, and always that personal touch that only Bank 5-9 can do. So if you're looking for that true local community bank that is here making lives better, see how they can make your life a little bit better. Check them out at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
For those who missed it, Jason Tatum did go already through surgery.
How's that possible? There's no swelling?
Maybe they drained it? I don't know.
Probably can't swell up if you just go right
to surgery. Yeah, that night.
Here's a clarifier nobody needs. I am not a doctor.
But
does that tell me it was that bad of an injury that they had to rush him to surgery that quick, or am I just speculating?
They probably were in a hurry just to get it as soon as possible. They knew it was torn and just said, all right, let's just get
knock
it over
it out,
with.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know that Dame's was done the very next day.
His was done within a week, though.
I will say, Kobe tore his Achilles, shot free throws.
I know Kobe.
Dame
that was so hard.
Tore his Achilles, walked off like a G.
He didn't walk off. He got help, I thought.
He walked around in the locker room behind the scenes afterwards.
Oh, really?
They had the video cameras on him. Thanasis Antetokounmpo opened up on Thanalis' show about him tearing his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
He kept playing.
Huh. Bro.
He thought it was just, like, it was a full tear.
I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah, my Achilles hurts thinking about it.
And Jason Tatum wheeled off.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
I'll say this. Jason Tatum is not a millennial. He's a Gen Zer, and Gen Z a little different. A little different. So I'm just millennials. Wow. We're a little soft, but we got some toughness in us.
For somebody that always says another generation is soft, you are awfully soft and concerned about other people.
No, I'm just pointing out the obvious. We're having a whole conversation today talking about Jaden Reed tweeting out stuff and having a contact.
I
want
to get back to the
energy.
Gen Z energy of the wide receiver room.
Gen Z energy right there.
Gen Zers.
You can't help but see the Gen Z energy.
You got an head in Mark Chmura, who I'd love for Mike Holmgren to be coaching this team right now. What he'd be saying to these wide receivers. Here's an old head on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning talking about the wide receiver room of the Green Bay Packers.
Sounds like this receiver room is full of a bunch of babies. You had Dobbs last year. I'm not playing because I'm not getting enough targets. Well, turns out you were getting the most targets of everyone. Now, Jaden Reed, do you like me or do you like me? I mean, this is ridiculous. Why don't you take the bull by the horns and say, all right, you drafted a number one receiver. I'm going to show you I'm better than him, and I'm going to do it on the field instead of calling your agent and like, I want to trade. It's ridiculous.
Do you like me or do you like me like
that
me?
That was such a great line.
Well, this is why I wanted to hear from Chewy on this perspective, because part of me feels bad because I'm calling out the Gen Z. But they don't know any better, if that makes sense.
Well,
right?
Chewy was a parent.
Well,
Gen Z, so.
Maybe it's parenting. But here's the thing. I'd be calling myself a fraud here, because at the end of the day, in this event that we're doing at the Orpheum in Madison for Made 'Em Believe about the 2015 Final Four team, yes, I was part of the 14 team, but there were times that I thought about transferring, but you had to take a year off. For sure, Frank Kaminsky in his first 2 years, the way like that things were going for him until he had an opportunity to like really start growing. The team wouldn't have been together if it was today's NCAA.
100%.
And so it's part of me is like, well, I stuck through it. I got to the other side, made a Final Four, and then the next year those guys came back and went to the national championship game. Because of all that circumstance, I grew in a certain way, and I'm happy it happened that way. But I'm a fraud because I would have left, and a lot of people, I don't know that, but I probably would have. Even Coach Gard told me in my face, I didn't even have film as a freshman, and he says, you would have left as a freshman.
Mm.
And he told me, this was 2 years ago that he told me that, before the money is even what it is now. So he himself, the head coach of the Badgers, knows the impact that the way that players are treated at young ages and what they're able to access at such an early age of money and opportunity just by saying, I want to go elsewhere.
Well,
it's just different.
There's that component, which is truly an issue now for college kids that have experienced this type of college and then going in the NFL. But football is unique in that it's a sport that doesn't cater to the individual. Like they don't care unless you're a quarterback. The diva mentality does not pay off. You could be a basketball player and you could be so game changing to your team that you can be catered to and it's worth it. But in the NFL, the mentality that Chewy just said, that was when I was playing, that was more pervasive. That, like, you get what you earn. There's no crying. Step up and be a man.
Yeah, I'll say this. I think those who do have that mentality find more success because you just got to be a grinder. You absolutely have to be a grinder. And in life, this is the one thing that I hate because we talk about college sports. Now, college sports, the landscape has completely changed. And as a student athlete, if you don't play early on, Luke Fickell even talked about it. You could probably move on. They're probably pushing guys out the door because they're going to bring somebody else in because, you know, it's all about how can I win today. But overall, we need to have more of these guys, right? And that's why I think the leadership Jordan Love needs to display, he needs to let these guys know we are going to have ups and downs during the season. If we can't handle us drafting more talent for a football team to make us better without getting in our feelings, that's a problem. Jordan Love needs to have a heart-to-heart with all these receivers and say, listen, the offseason is over. We're now returning to minicamp, and we're focused on being the best football team we can be. If you're nervous about Savion Williams taking some of your reps, then ball out whenever you get a chance to touch the football. That's what it has to be. It has to be you versus the world to elevate the team. And you're going to get paid if you elevate the team.
Well, and football is so hard that you almost need that mindset, right? It's so much grit. It's so physical. It's so mentally and physically taxing that most players, just to survive to the NFL, you have to take on that mentality. But now the guys don't have to go through that kind of gauntlet.
I just wanted to read a quote from something that you will know exactly what it's from, Brad.
Ooh.
If we don't come together right now on this hallowed ground, we too will be destroyed just like they were. I don't care if you like each other or not, but you will respect each other. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll learn to play this game like men.
Tell them, Coach Boom.
Coach Boom. Remember the Titans.
What? And maybe we can come in with, I don't know if we can play objective, like just movie lines. Before every single game, I played for Carolina Panthers. Mike Tolbert would take
the
aux cord of the locker room. He'd plug it in. And he'd play the Al Pacino speech on any given Sunday.
Inch by inch.
You just saying that gave me chills. Like, I literally right before.
What did
before
give you chills did, for? Punt the ball?
I'm still nervous heading out there. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm about to play in an NFL game. But literally, that type where you just read that reminded me of that, where there's a level of grittiness to playing football. And look, I know I'm a punter, but there is a level of grittiness to playing football. And a mentality any different from that is going to put a lid on your career.
All right, let's go to another old head who, I don't know, is going to try and be the smartest guy in the room. Ron and the Key, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line on this generation of Gen Zers.
Yeah, I'm not an old head. I mean, I am old, but I'm not an old head mentality. I think it's lame take, like old take. It wasn't that they were tougher. They weren't smart enough to know they had leverage. They let the league convince them of this crap of play like the team, put the team first. The owners never cared. No offense, but you were suckers.
Nah,
this
I disagree.
Generation's smarter.
No, I disagree.
No, they're so replaceable. No, replaceable.
That is the whole.
And this proves it. Matthew Golden being drafted proves who, I can replace you.
Who in this world thinks they can't be replaced? Y'all think for a second Jaden Reed can't be replaced?
Sure can.
Like, there are a whole bunch of Jaden Reeds inside the NFL, or coming inside the NFL. Matter of fact, there's some Jaden Reed probably on a roster that's a sophomore who can't wait to come to the NFL to replace Jaden Reed. Like, stop it. Let your play on the field do the talking, period. But everybody can be replaced. Everybody. We've seen that. Devontae Adams left and the Packers still went on to win football games.
Even the quarterbacks. Favre and Rodgers.
I was just going to say, Favre went on to leave and Rodgers won a Super Bowl 3 years later.
It's how it goes.
I'm not disagreeing with the fact that everybody's replaceable.
All right, come on, Gen Z. Give us that Gen Z energy.
But I think the point that Ron brings up is fair. You didn't see contract negotiations. You didn't see holdouts. You didn't see players trying to leverage themselves for bigger contracts and generational wealth like you are here. Now, this play with Reed, maybe it doesn't apply because he's not up for a contract, but he is. This one is a little soft. I'm not going to lie.
If you're Justin Jefferson.
No, let Sharman finish. Let Mr. Sharman finish.
Nobody gets offended more on this panel than Kyle.
Come on, Mr. Sharman. Positive and negative meeting tomorrow for Kyle Bruce-Norman. It's going to get petty quick.
It's going to get interesting.
Come on, Mr.
Sharman. What was your question? I'm sorry, Brad.
I was just saying, like, it depends on who you are. If you are not being paid commensurate to your production,
yeah.
I can totally understand that. Like, if whoever is on, if Puka Nacua, when he eventually comes up for it, he is being criminally underpaid right now.
Trey Hendrickson? Well,
Trey Hendrickson's a millennial. What you got to say about him, Kyle? He's under contract for another
season. He's the best in the NFL.
That we're talking something completely different with a contract. Hold on. We're not talking about, you guys drafted a defensive lineman.
But he's under contract. Shouldn't he value his contract?
No.
He has leverage that Jaden Reed and the Packers wide receivers do not.
But I don't know if this is to the anti of Ron making a good point. I don't know that this was necessarily a leverage play. It sounded like a reassurance play, which is strange.
Which is also
But
soft.
Also, I imagine this is
and
all
the whole like me thing that Chewy
was
saying.
But I also no, I think what Chewy said was mostly correct. I think this is probably overblown as to what it actually was. Like, I don't think Jaden Reed was actually in the meeting. I think it was Drew Rosenhaus and somebody, Matt LaFleur.
But Drew Rosenhaus isn't doing something without Jaden Reed's knowledge.
I think he's checking the box because he just got hired by Jaden Reed.
I think
he's saying, I've got your back. So when it comes to a payday down the road, that Drew Rosenhaus says, hey, look, I stuck my neck out for you. Look at all I did for you. And I think
I
that's
told him
to
make sure
point.
You get targets. Bingo. Just don't drop them, buddy. Yeah. Tell us about UWD.
Oh, let me tell y'all about UWD. Listen, y'all know it was warm out these last couple of days. And I came home, and you know, we had the heat set to about like 67 in the house. And I came home yesterday. I said, oh my gosh, this house is warm. I said, baby, what's going on? It's warm in here. And it wasn't even that hot. It was hot yesterday, but I got home late. And it was because of our brand new windows from UWD. My house, all the heat from yesterday, it stayed in my house, KBN Nation. I absolutely love Universal Windows Direct, and I want you to love it too. And May is officially the kickoff to home improvement season, and you can improve your home with Universal Windows Direct. Right now, during their home improvement season sale, you'll get an incredible 50% off your windows. Yes, half off your windows. You heard that right. You can upgrade your home with beautiful, energy-efficient windows for half the cost, but it gets even better for a limited time. You'll get no interest and no payments for 12 months. That is a whole year to enjoy your new windows before you have to pay a single cent. I want you to enjoy your windows just like I do by calling 414-410-2000 to schedule your free in-home estimate today or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. This May, celebrate comfort, curb appeal, and serious savings with Universal Windows Direct. And like me, you'll be saying, y'all, I'm telling y'all, I woke up and said, I love my windows.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson scheduled to appear around 4:45. We'll get you there next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back.
If we don't come together right now on this hollow ground, we too will be destroyed.
Coach Boone, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
I mean, the actual Coach Boone is dead, not Denzel. Coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Denzel's not dead, is he?
Same.
Yeah, I mean, but based on a true story, I, yeah, you know. Like,
wait, really? Yeah.
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 Oh, you didn't see it.
Strove.
T.C. Williams.
Hasn't seen Remember the Titans. That's
it's criminal.
That's yeah,
criminal.
I mean, flagrant. It's Strove. The kid, he couldn't play any sports. He had a pink
There's
heart.
Nothing that gets me more fired up than it's, Remember the Titans.
What does that have to do with watching a movie?
Forget
about
him. Alan, you're in. Now listen here.
They're not going to gain another yard.
I want them to gain another yard. You blitz all night. They cross the line of scrimmage. I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they play the Titans.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's really good.
I practiced that one or two times in front of the mirror.
Do you know what the movie's about, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you know what the movie's about?
It's about football.
Oh, okay. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, it's about football.
It's much bigger than
especially
football.
Especially with Kyle asking that question. Football?
Is that not the answer?
Football's
I mean,
it's
part
football,
of it.
But
it's deeper than that.
It's much bigger than football.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I just want to movie quote my head off right now.
Let's stop talking about movies. Homer's coming in. We don't know.
After yesterday.
Let's move on. What are we talking about?
Oh, I just want to reiterate I don't know if Homer will agree or disagree on this. The Mavericks getting the number one pick was a great thing if you want Giannis to be in Milwaukee. Fair or unfair?
I mean, I never gave it that much thought to connect the two. If you say so, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's a win.
Yeah, I would take it as a win.
I'll take
it's
it.
All, it's all made up. They cheated. They've been cheating all the way
They've
back.
They've been cheating.
It's amazing.
Tell
They've been cheating back. LeBron James admitted when he went to Cleveland.
Oh,
was cheating.
Wait, what did he say? Wait.
He said, hey, I go to Cleveland. Derrick Rose goes to Chicago. Who else went somewhere else?
Did they do the draft lottery when
First
the Bucks
Patrick
drafted
Ewing.
Kareem?
No, it was a flip of the coin. They won the flip of the coin with the Phoenix Suns.
They wouldn't logically put Kareem in Milwaukee.
No, like they could tank back then. The two worst records, the one in the East versus the one in the West.
Can you flip
the
coin?
Flip the coin, and the Phoenix Suns lost.
I would rather go through the NBA lottery system not knowing if it's rigged or not rigged, and you can believe whatever you want. I don't want them to give me visibility. I want them to do what's going to create
like
the most
that.
Drama.
I kind of like it. Too.
I thought last night it wasn't lottery. Rigged. Then I saw it's just amazing every year.
What did you see?
If it's truly 1.7%.
I mean, LeBron, when LeBron says he's right, like
and then,
Cleveland.
And then after LeBron left, what did Cleveland? They didn't just get one. They got two first-round picks. They got Anthony Bennett where they messed that one up, and then Kyrie.
But if you're going to rig
it. Wait, three.
Wouldn't you want Flag to go to San Antonio to play with Wemby? Or is it about market size? You say, oh, Dallas is huge and –
It's a good storyline for the league that somehow they messed up and still got rewarded with the number one pick.
Yeah, that is crazy.
1%. Give me a break.
That's the thing is if they're going to put the percentages in my face, it seems like the 1% is happening more than a 1% would happen over the last 30 years.
I feel bad that I didn't have the guts. Did anybody go on the various sports books to see what the what money you get.
They were probably
on Dallas.
A lot of money.
On Dallas, they usually put a limit.
Like, they don't. They can't. It's rigged, so they can't bet on that.
Well, they don't believe it's rigged.
No, it's rigged.
Believed that it was rigged, and I guarantee you made huge money.
So don't you think it would be completely based on the odds? It'd be
50-1. Huge.
Right? Roughly 50-1.
I don't know. Usually they don't want to lose too much, so. But whatever, I haven't seen. I looked it up and I couldn't find it.
50-1.
Yeah, you can't convince me any differently that it wasn't rigged.
But is that a bad thing?
I would say so for teams like Charlotte that suck.
Well, they're
going to
suck
help.
Anyways.
Well, I mean,
with Flag, they might be okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're adding a whole bunch of assets of tall guys, I guess, over there. And
is it a bad thing? There's no evidence that it's turned out to be a bad thing.
Exactly.
For example, LeBron going to Cleveland was really smart.
Yes.
How do they do the lottery now? So it used to be the ping pong. It used to be the envelopes.
They hide
the ping pong balls.
They do it all behind the scenes.
So we don't know.
And there's an accounting firm behind helping this.
Is it computer generated?
How we cheat
and how
or whatever.
I think they still do the ping pong
balls.
Do
we cheat them and how?
They do it behind closed doors.
Yeah, it's percentages now.
Behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Not an open mind.
Ernst & Young.
Doors.
That is the accounting
they get
firm.
It's a reputable accounting firm.
I'm sure that
they've also been indicted
they don't
for fraud.
No,
they all have.
Listen. Oh,
they don't have any idea. They have no idea what's going on.
I'm a
their name's just on it?
Somebody
I don't know how they do it. Somebody's got to work.
They're not going to sue me
how
for
is it?
Slander.
Is it ping pong balls behind the scenes?
I thought it was something. Who knows?
They should bring that to the surface.
They
should. That'd be a thrill. That's like the Powerball, you know? The balls come rolling
different.
Down.
I mean, that's fun, but somebody wins millions and millions and millions of millions and millions.
Yeah. A franchise does that, in fact.
So Giannis is staying in Milwaukee. We all in that consensus?
Well, I don't think it changes
that much. How can you be a
much.
Consensus? Really?
Tell me.
I mean, I lean in that direction, but when you say that, you all agree. But, he should leave.
If Giannis,
if his number one goal is to win a championship and he is okay
how about we
wasting
not,
2 years.
You know what? No. I'm standing. I'm going to stand here and say, Giannis, your best opportunity to win is here. Just in case you're listening.
Why are you smiling?
Milwaukee wants you.
You're
your best opportunity.
You're lucky you're not white because your nose would be so big.
Oh,
maybe
oh.
Have they changed Pinocchio
into
proper race?
You do know Pinocchio's fake, and white people's noses don't grow.
If Pinocchio is fake?
You haven't seen Strofe and Brad's
really?
Noses?
You're going to tell me Santa
grow
Claus
daily.
Next? What's the order here? Easter Bunny? What?
I don't even
trying to ruin the world?
I didn't. Kids know Pinocchio's fake.
Actually, yeah, I mean,
it's a movie.
I guess he was white in the movie.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Everybody
I think
white
he's just tell us about Citizens Bank.
Yes. It was, but I did do better than yesterday, though. I'll always do better than yesterday.
Yeah, and you can do better with your banking services and partnership and where you bank at when you bank at Citizens Bank right here in Wisconsin. And what I love about Citizens Bank is they have so many different options for you to level up. If you're thinking about getting a checking account, they have that. If you're thinking about buying a home, they have that as well. If you're thinking about just doing some investing, they can help you with that. I'm telling you this right now. If you are trying to just be beyond covering your expenses week to week and that's not going to cut it for you, you can work with Citizens Bank and they will help you level up. So find your new banking home at Citizens Bank by visiting Citizens Bank WI.bank. That's Citizens Bank WI.bank, and they will help you take the next steps. And what I love about them, Citizens Bank is local. They get me and they care about helping people in the community. So how about you help let them help you today by visiting Citizens Bank WI.bank. Visit Citizens Bank today.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson of ESPN is next before the Homer Hour.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Craig Council bobblehead that was given away, and we, just did a nice, soliloquy? Is that the right word?
Yeah, like a montage?
Like a Virgil.
Vigil.
Vigil. A vigil. We did a vigil.
Vigil.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Joining us on Kyle Brust-Nortman is Professor Big Daddy J.A. It's John Anderson. Welcome into Kyle Brust-Nortman, John.
Hello, men. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Not as fantastic as the Packers wide receiver room. You know, everything's great over there. Nobody is malcontent. Nobody's asking for the football. And
that's what they said last year. And then the guy decided to leave work one day.
Yeah,
that's true.
That unannounced. True. He decided he was not going to come to work today. So
you ever seen that happen before?
Sounds great. Well, sort of not with the Packers, you know, that's not an uncommon theme. There are a lot of guys that do that. Don't you think? I guess maybe not midseason, maybe not after they painted this picture that everything was super hunky dory, but it was unusual. But if you say everything's great, that's listen. They
all right, hold on. Berman had to do something. Come on,
they haven't dropped a pass since January, so that's good.
Come on, Chris Berman didn't show up. He just signed for 50 years at ESPN. Come on, you got to have a Chris. He just
what do you mean he didn't sign for 50 years?
He's been there for 50 years.
Well, he signed for four, which will get him to 50.
Yeah, you got to have a Chris. You got to have a Berman story where he didn't show up or big time.
Never.
Somebody. Never?
Never once.
Whoa.
Man. That is the power of the Schwaz Boo, is he is not
Schwaz
like that.
Boo. Well, the what?
Schwaz Boo, that's his nickname, I guess.
You get that's sort of like Boomer and then the Schwam, and it's just the Schwaz Boo. Yeah, when he came through. So good for him, man. He was always very good to me, and
Berman's nicknames were the best. I don't know how he comes up with all those nicknames. They're brilliant.
Yeah. And he was really good to me on the way out the door. We did the last thing we did together was when OJ passed away, and we had to kind of walk that line like, hey, don't forget he was a great football player, because so many people didn't remember that, and you had to kind of do that. And then we got done, and we were chatting, and he finally said, yay, 25 years. Congratulations. You didn't F it up. Good job.
that so is amazing. Impersonations to John Anderson.
No, everybody does a boomer. Nobody, it's varying degrees of good. I don't know that mine counts, but everybody does a boom.
Good. You guys have power rankings there for the boomer impersonation?
If we did, there was a producer named Evan Anderholm who'd win hands down, you know. He's always, because he fits in boomer, like everybody can do a little of the back, but he kind of like just takes regular stuff. Like you're going to go in, like Bob Seger and the Bullet Band used to say, we're still young and still running against the wind. We'll be right back.
So he was just
fantastic. Yeah.
So good. John, the big news story this week, Giannis open-minded to maybe going to a different team, potentially forcing the Bucks to trade him. National media clamoring for that to happen. But here in the great state of Wisconsin, we kind of want to protect our superstar. And we as a show basically have said, unless he walks through the door and says, I'm not playing for the Bucks, not even going to consider a trade. Where do you think the Bucks are with this? Is it better to just say, you know what, we don't have a championship window right now, let's get as much as we can for Giannis? Or do you ride it out with Giannis for as long as possible, even if they don't have a championship team?
So Homer and I spoke about this a little bit last week, and I am on the horse that just says, let's ride him till the end. Let's go the whole way. And part of the reason I think that is because, one, he always gives you a bit of a chance with him. I might think about changing the head coach, but I think I stay with him. And the reason I feel like he has done nothing in his, decade plus here to show that he's a whiny brat superstar, that he's going to James Harden his way out of town. Right. James did that second he got tired in Houston. He was out. Brooklyn, he was out. Like, there's nothing that we have ever
Brooklyn
seen.
Was bad. That's a good point, though. Push come to shove. Does Giannis have it in him to do that?
Right? I just don't think that's him. He's not shown any of that. Not in his play, not the way he talks. It would just be so out of character. Now, it makes the next year tedious every time. Like, where's he going? Is this it? You go to some state. Oh, they're in San Antonio. I wonder if he makes it or switches locker rooms. But I just think it's so hard to get value back for guys like that. I know it was a while ago, but I was there when in Phoenix, my first assignment, wouldn't you know, I'm driving out and they trade Barkley on the way on to take the job in Phoenix. And my first assignment is I'm welcoming Chucky Brown and Robert Horry and Sam Cassell and Mark Bryant to town. And like, it just wasn't this, like, I just don't think you can get fair value for him. So you don't have any draft capital. I guess you get some back, but people trade away draft picks like they're nothing anymore. So I don't even know how much, like Oklahoma City's great and they've got 13 draft picks. And, what does it mean? What did they get for Bridges in New York? They traded like five of them away. So those even seem like peanuts anymore. So keep your superstar. As long as he doesn't throw a fit, keep him the whole time, ride him out. And then if he wants to go, he's given his time. He deserves to have a shot at it. But I wouldn't cheapen it, and I wouldn't just send him away for peanuts or 10%. Because I just don't think you're going to get anything fair enough back for him. And unless maybe Dallas calls and said, you want to take Cooper Flagg, then I might think about it.
Do you think you trust that the Bucks have the right general manager to be able to rebuild around Giannis? Because that's what you're going to have. 2 years from now, this roster is going to look very, very different.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily a GM period. I don't know. Do they have the assets to put around him with that? Like, he built a championship team once, right? And they won. I guess I applaud the idea that he went after Lillard as a way to build around him. And they sold some things out. So I don't know. Like, you can't build if you don't have the stuff. And part of that's his making. This is the way they chose to go about it. Didn't work. And now you're handicapped a little. But no, I think Horst is okay, right? And didn't he just sign an extension? You can't fire a guy 5 minutes after he just signed an extension.
Oh, the Milwaukee Bucks will.
Griffin lasted 43 days or whatever, 43 games.
Yeah.
So you never know. Never know. But keep him. He's the best thing we got going.
Well, John, we appreciate the time and look forward to the sugar and sweet and salt and whatever you bring with Homer on the Homer Hour in 2 minutes. So thank you.
See you guys.
That's John Anderson. Listen to him and Homer coming up next right here. Don't go anywhere. In 2 minutes. Talk to you tomorrow.